The music of Billy Bragg is raw and rousing. He's been called a one-man clash, referring to the late 70s left-leaning band from Britain. Bragg's music from the 1980s is now being reissued in a boxed set. Listeners can trace the changes in his lyrics as they became increasingly political, and his sound as it became more and more polished. Jeffrey Pepper Rogers has this review.
To appreciate just how different Billy Bragg's records sounded when they first came out, imagine you're in England in the early 80s. The latest big thing is the glossy, synthesized pop of groups like Spandau Ballet and A Flock of Seagulls. Then along comes a young songwriter making music like this, with just a cheap electric guitar.
I was 21 years when I wrote this song. I'm 22 now, but I won't be for long. People ask me, when will you grow up to be a man? But all the girls I loved at school are already pushing prams.
Like his heroes, The Clash, Billy Bragg rejected the hype and escapism of pop music. But he also wrote witty love songs with great hooks and soon made his mark on the UK charts.
I don't want to change the world. I'm not looking for a New England. I'm just looking for another girl.
In 1985, Bragg even appeared on the BBC hit parade Top of the Pops, singing this song inspired by the miners' strike against Margaret Thatcher's government.
I was a miner. I was a docker, I was a railwayman between the wars. I raised a family in time of austerity with sweat at the foundry between the wars.
Five of Bragg's early albums have been reissued, both individually and collected in a box set called Billy Bragg Volume 1. The box includes some concert and interview footage, plus an array of alternate takes and demos that'll mostly be of interest to diehard fans, especially because so many original album tracks already sound like demos. Taken chronologically, the CDs trace the political evolution of Billy Bragg, from a socially conscious rocker to a writer of leftist and union anthems.
There's power in a factory, power in the land, power in the hand of the worker. But it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand. There is power in a union.
As Bragg's songs became more political, his records became more polished and produced. The best music in the box set is the most raw, especially Bragg's debut, called Life's a Riot with Spy vs. Spy, and its follow-up, Brewing Up with Billy Bragg. While a lot of music from the 80s has faded into nostalgia, or worse, Bragg's three-minute blasts of electric guitar and voice still sound urgent and new.
Jeffrey Pepper Rogers is author of the books Rock Troubadours and The Complete Singer-Songwriter. He reviewed the box set Billy Bragg, Volume 1.
It scares me just enough.